Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Good afternoon, those of you on the northeast side of the United States of America. Good morning and good evening to those of you elsewhere in the country and around the world. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, simply visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, which I love so much, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Okay, today's topic, is your gel manicure safe? Is your gel manicure safe? And probably this discussion is based or targeted to the ladies, of course. I don't know of any men who get gel manicures, but if you know of any, definitely share this broadcast with them. All right. It is, and the reason why we're talking about this is because of May being Skin Cancer Prevention Month. It's also National Stroke Awareness Month, but that's for another show. But it is Skin Cancer Prevention Month, the month of May. And so you're probably saying, well, what does a gel manicure have to do with that? Well, we are going to find out, and I share this information with you through the school that I've attended, and I gather information from there on several of occasions because this is where the knowledge comes from, the resources, and other places as well. But guess what? Gel manicures are all the rage because they last up to 3 weeks. Long time. You're like, phew, I'm getting my money's worth. Guess what? They don't chip, and they make your nails look super shiny. You know, all of that in one, you know, one pop, 3 weeks, wow. But are perfectly polished nails worth putting your health at risk? Well, if you've ever gotten a gel manicure before, you probably knew of the potential dangers, or maybe you didn't. And so that is why I'm going to shed some light on the matter. Those who have, one person in particular, got a gel manicure and felt quite uneasy while her nails dried under an extremely hot lamp. Here is basically what she learned after the fact. Can gel manicures cause skin cancer? Well, maybe, just maybe. Gel polish contains polymers that harden when your nails are placed under an ultraviolet lamp to cure or dry the polish. Okay, it's interesting that these technologies, it's so wonderful. Technology is absolutely wonderful. But some of them are very, very harmful and detrimental to our health. We've come a long way. Most of the people I speak with, including myself, will probably feel like, ooh, I'm missing something if you leave your cell phone home. It's like, who doesn't have a cell phone nowadays? I mean, I met she was either in the first or kindergarten, with a cell phone. I'm saying to myself, really, would I give my 6-year-old or 5-year-old at a time, I don't know what she was, a cell phone? I'm not sure. However, this is the age that we live in. So everything is technologically advanced. And so there was a small study in 2009 of two healthy middle-aged women with no history of skin cancer developed non-melanoma skin cancers on their hands. So both women had previous exposure to UV nail lamps, and while further investigation is needed, the study concluded that UV light exposure does elevate your risk for developing skin cancer. Okay, so it depends on, you know, I'm not saying that you can't do that, you know, once in a blue moon for maybe a special occasion because you want it to be last long, or maybe you're going on vacation for a week or two, and you're going to be doing some swimming, and boy, like day one or day two, you know, the whole manicure is gone. And maybe this is something that you want to do to make it last longer because you'll be away for so long. But this, you know, people do this on a regular basis, you know, as often as they change their shoes, you know. And that's not necessarily something that you want to continue to do or continue to have a habit of doing. You don't want to utilize or use things that are detrimental to your health. Once again, technology is wonderful. However, certain technology, if it's abused, can do more harm than good. So we've got to think about that first. If your health is very important to you, listen to what I'm saying, please. However, a newer independent study asserts that there is very little chance of getting skin cancer from the amount of UV lights used in gel manicures. Researchers said a person could put her hands under a nail lamp for 25 minutes a day without exceeding the internationally accepted safe limits for daily workplace UV exposure. And since typical nail salon exposure is less than 10 minutes per hand, on average once or twice a month, this study assures that's well within the limits of permissible UV exposure. Here's my take. Everything nowadays is safe, including artificial colors and artificial flavors, right? So you've got to take this information with a grain of salt. And I say too much exposure is definitely not good exposure. If you know, it can be detrimental in the long run. So if you do that every 2 weeks for the rest of your life, you know, there are people, teeny boppers would do it, you know. And by the time they reach 40, 50, 60, maybe not even that long with everything else, all the electromagnetic rays that they're exposed to and all the other chemicals and toxins in the air, you know, these things rack up. They do add up. And when you think about all that's involved, not just one thing that we do, but the foods we eat, the air that we're exposed to, what we put on our skin, it all adds up and you're more susceptible to sickness. So now let's ask the question, can gel polish make you sick, depending on the ingredients? Now, according to dermatologist Dr. Susan Taylor, some gel polishes contain the chemical butylated hydroxynisal, BHA, which is considered a cancer-causing agent. So if you're putting a cancer-causing agent on through your nails are porous, it doesn't look that way, but yeah, it is, you know, anything you put on your nails, it will go through your bloodstream. So this is what Dr. Taylor has to say. Although we do not know exactly how much exposure you would need for cancer to develop, it's important to be aware of this connection. And once again, the connection is BHA in some gel polishes. So keep that in mind. You probably want to know or find out if those gel polishes that you've been putting on contain any BHA. So, but since not all of gel polish contains BHA, you just want to check the ingredient list, okay? And ask at your nail salon, ask the manicurist. You know, I don't even know if they even know what BHA is, but you can read the label. And it's not going to say BHA. Probably it'll probably say butylated hydroxynisal. So you might want to look that up. Just like MSG, you won't necessarily see that on all labels that do consist of MSG, but you probably see monosodium glutamate instead. So you've got to know what these chemicals are so that you can be aware and make a proactive decision. Meanwhile, methyl acrylate, a chemical more commonly found in gel polish, can cause shortness of breath and allergic contact dermatitis. Wow, you're probably wondering, like, what's been happening to me lately after you started getting so pretty? Like they say, that's the price you pay for beauty. Well, are there other risks associated with gel manicure? Definitely. Because of the UV light exposure, getting gel manicures regularly has also been linked to premature aging, wrinkling, and spotting on your hands. If you want none of the above, folks, you might want to tone it down with the gel manicures. Removing the polish involves soaking or wrapping the nails in acetone for 10 to 15 minutes and then scraping the remaining polish, which can cause nails to become thin, brittle, and dry. Sometimes the gel manicure process causes a fungal or bacterial infection, but this is also a risk with a regular manicure when manicurists cut or push back your cuticles. Once again, if you go to the manicurist, sometimes it's okay. It depends on which one you go to bring your own tools and not have them use the tools that they're using everyone else. because you're not exactly certain if they cleaned it well or not. But these are the risks that you have to take, folks, if you are willing to do that for, of course, your beauty. Many years ago, I got a, you know, at the time, not even sure it was called a gel polish, a gel manicure, but I think it was probably a, it wasn't a silk wrap, it was some other kind of wrap. And it was for my wedding, it was years ago. And I tell you, I needed it because I wanted, my nails were growing, one of them broke a little bit, but I didn't want to cut it off, so I just, you know, glue that and make them look pretty. So I did that. And I went away, swam, whatnot, and it was wonderful. Now, when it came time, I'm back to reality. Time to take off this stuff, it was so hard. And indeed, that is exactly what happened to my nails when you have to soak them in acetone and scrape off the polish. That's exactly what happened to me. My nails became so thin. I could actually see under the layer of, because your nail is in layers. I could see the under layer, and it's very close to my, I said, you know what, never again. And that was many moons ago, almost 2 decades ago, and I never did. I never got another one. It was one of those acrylic wraps or something like that. I don't even remember what it was called, but I didn't want to have anything to do with it again. So never ever did I ever put any of those type of gels or anything on my nails again. That was it. I was so done because it just damaged my nails. And I think it took about 2 weeks for them to grow back to some consistency with strength. And even after that, it needed a little bit more time. But you've just got to watch what you put on your nails and what you do to yourself, all for the cause of beauty. So now there are some precautions that you can take. Getting a gel manicure may be more trouble than it's worth. More dermatologists recommend avoiding the Trendy Beauty treatment altogether. And I'm not a dermatologist, but I recommend it too. But if you can't resist, there are a few precautions you can take. Dr. Anna M. Bender, a dermatologist for Johns Hopkins University, advises you wear sunblock that contains zinc or titanium oxide rather than regular sunscreen before going under the UV light. She says those ingredients protect the skin from UVA rays, the kind emitted by nail lamps, while some sunscreens only protect against UVB rays. Another way to protect your hands is to wear a pair of UV-blocking gloves with the tips cut off while your nails are drying under the UV lamp. Now, here's what I have to say. You've definitely got to put those gloves on after your, if you've gotten your hands massaged and lotioned and, you know, all that good stuff, because if you try to put on the gloves after your nails are polished, it's going to be, and before you go, before you go into the light, you might have a problem there. But you want to probably get your manicure done and then put the gloves on and then get them polished. So that's just another option, and it's yours for the taking. So you can also, to lessen your risks, Dr. Taylor recommends you look for a nail salon that uses LED light. Lighting emitting diode that is to cure the gel polish. And you've probably heard of it as well in the LED light bulbs as opposed to CFLs or incandescents. Very expensive, but best for energy, and they're safer as well. If those CFL bulbs break, then they tell you to leave the room because of the gases that it emits. It's something else. And so you want to look for a nail salon that uses LED light to cure the gel polish. LED light dries nails faster, too, by the way, and gives a smaller dose of UV radiation. So Dr. Taylor adds that we don't think this type of light will cause skin cancer. So that's just another option. So now that you're aware of the risks, will you get a gel manicure or will you ever get another gel manicure? I for certain will not. My nails are just fine the way God created them, and they can be shiny with 1 day or 2 days of nail polish without the formaldehyde. And after that, I can take them off, or they can just come off on their own. But indeed, you know, you have to wonder and also think about your health, which is very, very important to you, because remember, you only have one body, and you've got to take care of it. And that is all for, is your gel manicure safe? Now, moving on to Wednesday's word. It comes to us from Billy Graham's Daily Devotion, and it says, it's the influence of a mother. The influence of a mother. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24, verse 35. Only God himself fully appreciates the influence of a Christian mother in the molding of character in her children. Someone has said, like mother, like children, most of the noble characters and fine leaders of history have had good, God-fearing mothers. Told that George Washington's mother was pious and that Sir Walter Scott's mother was a lover of poetry and music. On the other hand, we are told that Nero's mother was a murderess and that the dissolute Lord Byron's mother was a proud and violent woman. The influence of a mother upon the lives of her children cannot be measured. They know and absorb her example and attitudes when it comes to questions of honesty, temperance, kindness, and industry. And that's Wednesday's word. And the reason why I share this, the influence of a mother, with you today is because we all know that this coming Sunday, May the 10th of 2015, is Mother's Day. To all of you mothers out there, have a wonderful and blessed Mother's Day. I pray and hope that you spend it well with your children that God has blessed you with. So I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, wherever. Look for me. And on that note, have a wonderful Wednesday. Until next week, which I'll be sharing with you more information on health and news for your well-being. God bless you all, and bye-bye.